Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number two of Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. It is, we're having a lot of fun in the first hour plus of the program. A lot of good stuff still coming your way on the show. Shannon Somerville of Fox Carolina joins us in the next segment. She has been really, really close with the Clemson football program the entire season. We'll ask her what it was like to be on the field for the national championship game and what's the most fan interaction she's had around a game. But first, Bob has been hanging patiently. Bob, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides. Bob, go ahead.
Mark, I'm calling you about this walk-up thing.
Yeah.
And I heard your song, and just like your Carolina upset pick, that's complete lunacy. And I'm going to state the obvious, which any salesman would state, the only walk-up song to get your blood pumping. I mean, makes you ready to go. Hit it, Lonzo.
Listen to him. Hit it, Lonzo.
This is why I didn't want to play it. You're giving Bob too much power.
Hit it, Lonzo. I love it. I love it. Bob, you can boss him around whenever you want, okay?
No, you can't, and you know that, Bob.
Listen,
hey, Bob, maybe Lonzo will call you sir.
Listen, you don't tell Lonzo what to do. You ask nicely. But I think he did that just like in a mark, a pie in the face for Mark. Look, Mark, here's the thing, dude. I'm a salesman, and I'll pull up in a parking lot where I'm going to call on somebody, and I got to get my head right. I got that on my – I mean, I listened to it. You can't lose when you listen to that. Can you deny it?
I can't deny that, man. No, I can't deny it. It's a hell of a song. It's a hell of a song. And, you know, Lonzo's like, I'm trying to get him to play your song in the break. And Lonzo's like, Mark, you realize if we do this for Bob, everybody's going to want me pulling their damn song. And I said, no, Bob's first up. Bob gets his song.
That's not what I said, because I don't curse. And I don't like when you do that.
You know, I suppose, Bob, over the course of my life as well, whenever I've had a date, I've taken a shot of vodka before the date. I'm sure this would probably be healthier for me than that, too, right?
I mean, whatever works, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this would be healthier for me than a shot of vodka. I do.
Listen, when you pull, well, we'll put it to you, you really couldn't do it. I guess you could if you go into the batter's box, but, I mean, you got one goal only. You got to hit this ball on the other side of that wall. And whatever works, buddy, shot of vodka, Rocky.
Yeah.
Because we know that many of our athletes that are not in the Hall of Fame did what they had to do, right?
Right. There you go.
So you do what you have to do. Having said all that, I'll leave you with this, man, and I shouldn't open up this can of worms, but you're talking about walk-off and, you know, Frank Robinson happened today, I mean, yesterday and what have you, and I look back at all these greats and all that thing, and I'm 55, so I didn't get to see – you know, the 60s baseballs, because I was just, you know, really young. But I will tell you this, gambling, no gambling, say what you want. PEDs, no PEDs, say what you want. I mean, dude, some of that stuff, Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame. And some of the, you got the man who owns Barry Bonds is the home run leader. He can't get in because his head's the size of a basketball. And I didn't mean to steer the thing, but, I mean, guess what? The way our society is moving and changing, just like Apple phones, whatever, the body was changing then, too, and maybe baseball needed be caught up. But those cats don't need to be out of the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to hang up and let you listen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Bob. I completely disagree with that. Pete Rose, absolutely in the Hall of Fame. You can't have a Hall of Fame and have the all-time hits king not in it. While he bet on baseball, he bet on his team, right? So Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame is kind of like a really lazy sports radio topic, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But I will say I wouldn't let in any of the guys with heads the size of cantaloupes, right? When you pass the age of 18, your hat size doesn't change, okay? Barry Bonds' hat size changed at the age of 34. How does that happen? You know the answer to that, right? You know the answer to that. And so, you know, if you're going to classify Pete Rose as the hit king, and that is, there's no asterisk by that, because as far as we know, he didn't use performance-enhancing drugs. He is the legitimate hit king, whether he gambled on baseball or not. Can you really say, though, that Barry Bonds is the undisputed home run king? I mean, to me, that's still Hank Aaron. And I'm always going to refer to that as Hank Aaron, because Barry Bonds, in my opinion, didn't earn that. If you want to reward cheaters, you know, look, putting Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco, Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame is akin to giving a kid that cheated on his test an A. You can't do that. If you put him in the Hall of Fame, you're giving them an A. That's not how you reward fairness in sports. It's
but
just not.
We rewarded a cheater last week. A cheater won the MVP of the Super Bowl. So if it can happen in football.
Oh, come on.
I mean, we know.
Come on.
We know that
you are using the word cheater so loosely now.
I'm talking about Edelman, man.
Oh, Edelman. Edelman.
Yes.
Okay.
What
yeah,
he gets suspended for.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And then he got MVP of the Super Bowl. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Fair point. Fair point there on Edelman. I hear you. I understand that completely. All right. I want to shift gears now because the NBA trade deadline was yesterday. Just don't go to Kevin Durant and ask him anything about this. Kevin Durant signed a one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors. And because he's, you know, because he could leave Golden State in the offseason, as we get closer to the trade deadline, everyone's wondered, man, if he doesn't stay, would Golden State move him? Would Golden State ever trade him now? And where are you going to sign next year, Kevin Durant? Listen to how pissed off Kevin Durant is when asked about this. The dude is just done. He's not answering any more questions, period. Yeah, Kevin Durant's not having it. And he's getting a lot of criticism for this, but honestly, I'll defend him. I get it, man. It gets old answering the same damn questions over and over again. Yeah, he didn't have to sign a one-year deal, but also for me personally, I only like to focus on one thing at a time. If you're focusing on playing and trying to win another championship and people are hitting you with questions about the free agency, man, I mean, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. The one thing that I said to my new boss here at Entercom Greenville when he brought me in is I said, Mark, can you please give me one thing at a time? Can you let me have a couple weeks on the show? What are you laughing at? Can you please give me a couple weeks on the show? And I know I'm going to have more responsibilities, but can you please give me one thing at a time? Because I operate best like that. That's how I operate best, all right?
You're asking why I'm laughing. I wish that I could only do one thing at a time.
No,
that would be awesome.
No, but in terms of introducing one new thing at a time to me, right? I realize eventually, and Lonzo, at this point, man, today I did 8 different things already, right, today, right? So I get it, but in terms of starting, in terms of wanting to focus, I get where Kevin Durant is coming from right now. And when you look at the NBA post-trade deadline, I think, you remember how everyone trashed the East, right? And it was always the West, West, West is the dominant. I think 4 of the best 5 teams in the NBA right now are in the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, the Boston Celtics, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, the Sixers added Tobias Harris, a 21-point-per-game scorer from the LA Clippers, right? The Raptors added Marc Gasol, okay? Older, but still one of the top centers in the game to a team that's second best in the East. And the Bucks, along with the Greek Freak, have added Nikola Mirotic, a great shooter, to their offense. That's the one thing they've been missing. I think the rich got richer in the NBA. I think 4 of the best 5 teams are in the West, and I still think there's no drama in these particular playoffs because everybody knows the Warriors are going to win this thing, Lonzo. Everybody knows they are. But gosh, man, the Eastern Conference, the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be freaking fantastic. Raptors, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers. The Sixers, since the start of the year, have added Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, right? And they got Tobias Harris for two first-round picks. They got Jimmy Butler for two role players, right? Dario Saric and Robert Covington. And man, they're like butter that because they're on a roll right now with who in terms of whom they're adding to the fold. I think the Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be great. And I just hope and pray that one of these four teams, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics, or the Sixers, can give the Warriors a true fight come the postseason.
Do you actually listen? Once LeBron left the East, there is no comp. I mean, they can all compete amongst themselves. There's no one in the East that has a shot against whoever wins in the West, which unfortunately probably will be the Warriors.
Yeah, LeBron's team isn't even going to make the playoffs.
Oh, sure they are.
We've already established that, Lonzo. All right, coming up next, she covers the Clemson Tigers for Fox Carolina. Her name is Shannon Somerville. It's amazing she's coming on because she graduated from Georgia. I graduated from Florida. What's the most interesting fan interaction she's ever had around a game? And what was it like to be on the field for Clemson's national championship win over Alabama? Shannon Somerville, Fox Carolina, joins us next right here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. Hey, Shannon, what's the song? Shannon Somerville, what's this song?
MLB walk-up song.
This is her walk-up song. That's right. That's right. Anytime you come on this show, we got your walk-up song to get you amped. To get you amped. Here we go.
Now I'm pumped up.
There you go. There you go. Listen to this roller coaster. Here we go. It is Shannon Somerville. What's that?
I said, I feel like, you know, it gets me kind of hyped up for coming on your show, so I appreciate that.
There you go. There you go. Shannon Somerville covers the Clemson Tigers and is a sports reporter for Fox Carolina. Her walk-up song is Red Hot Chili Peppers' Love Roller Coaster for her intro. So I'm doing a little research on you for this interview today, Shannon, and I saw that in your Twitter feed. And so my producer and I did our own walk-up songs already today. Mine was great. His was lame. But what else would you expect, right? What else would you expect? Here
all right, hit me with it.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm not gonna. I would be embarrassed to share mine with you, so I'm not gonna. We're not gonna do that right now.
Now you have to.
No, you've never heard of mine.
At least a walk-up song.
What's that?
I haven't.
You've never heard of my walk-up song. That's the problem. I'm kind of a weird, different guy.
Trust me, you do not want to hear it.
Listen to this. Listen to the support that I'm getting from behind the booth here. Shannon, how are things going?
Things are great. You know, just a little lull after the crazy football season we just had, but enjoying a little downtime, not too much, though, because basketball season is in full swing. So we don't get much of a break here in the upstate. Everyone's just doing well, and it's hard to keep up with everyone.
What was it like, Shannon, to be on the field for the national championship game? I saw some pictures in your Twitter feed. You're on the field with these guys. I imagine that was a feel, that was an atmosphere and an environment that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. It's pretty indescribable. I was also at the national championship in Tampa when they won it. A little different feel, though. I think this time around, much more domination, but also you had a lot of young players really stand out in this game. You had Justin Ross and Trevor Lawrence both coming in as freshmen and performing probably their best. We've seen them all year on the biggest stage. It was pretty awesome to see them all so excited and celebrating. And also a lot of those seniors, that defensive line, guys like Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell celebrating. They're on their way to the NFL right now. So it was kind of nice to see them go out on top with such a dominating performance over Alabama. I've been covering them their whole careers. And not only are they great players, but they're really great people to interview. And we've always really enjoyed, especially Cleveland Farrell, who's always got some pretty funny anecdotes up his sleeve. I just remember one in particular. I was asking him, this was around the Cotton Bowl time, and I was kind of asking them what, you know, their best Christmas gift ever was, because they were going to be spending Christmas in Dallas. And he had told me that his best Christmas gift was this gold chain with his zodiac sign that he ended up losing. And he told me about how he was crying about it to his mom when he was younger. I think he'll be able to afford a few more of those once the NFL draft takes place, though. But It was a lot of fun. And actually, this is another funny story. So I got a bunch of texts from some of my coworkers, and they were like, please bring back some confetti. Please bring back some confetti. And I'm like, okay, I want to be coworker of the year right here. So I grabbed a trash bag.
Nice.
And I'm starting to fill up all this confetti into the trash bag. And people are like, are you on the cleaning crew? But no
That's
shame.
Fantastic.
I'll take a few minutes of awkwardness for to get some stuff back here to the Upstates and my coworkers.
Fox Carolina sports reporter, EMT certified, wannabe surfer, and UGA grad, but we'll overlook that last part. Shannon Somerville joining us here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. You know that the confetti is kind of like Wrigley Field dirt, right? I once paid $7 for a jar of Wrigley Field dirt, right? And it's incredible. But those things that are part of an incredible experience they never have intrinsic value, but they have incredible sentimental value, right? I mean, that's awesome. I'd want that.
Yeah,
by the
absolutely.
Way, if those are missing from your desk, I didn't do it, Shannon, okay? I just want to let you know. If all the confetti's missing,
okay,
I didn't do it. So Shannon Somerville joining us here. You also shared a funny story about something the pilot said when you boarded the plane back.
Oh, yes. He was like, you know, congrats to the national championship fans and Alabama fans. So,
there you go.
You know, a little salt in the wound for all those Alabama Crimson Tide fans flying back on the plane. But we had a lot of cheers from the Clemson Tigers fans that were in attendance. It was a long flight, but I'm sure it was worth it for all the Clemson fans out there.
So Dabo Swinney, Shannon, has come out this week, and he sounds a little bit irritated. He wears that chip on his shoulder that I think help successful people be successful. But he came out this week and said, you know, I'm still getting asked by people what happened to Alabama in this game. And it's not, you know, how about the amazing performance that Clemson had? Why can't people seem to accept that maybe we were just the better team? After all, we beat our state rival by 3 touchdowns, beat Notre Dame and Alabama by 4 touchdowns each. And I pick up, Shannon, having lived in different places. You went to Georgia. I went to Florida. I have hosted in Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, and Houston. Clemson doesn't have the national cachet that Alabama does, and I think Dabo is on to something when he says I don't think they've earned the national respect just yet. How do you see it?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think when you talk about teams like Alabama in the SEC, I think generally they've been the dominant teams, and the narrative all season long kind of was Alabama, not so much because of, you know, Clemson's performance, but because Alabama was dominating. Now, I don't think they had as tough of a schedule as Clemson. You can kind of argue with me on there, but I don't think we really saw a big test against Alabama, maybe till like LSU. So I think the narrative kind of kept continuing, and no one had really given them much of a fight. So when Clemson comes in, I think it was kind of a shock to the whole, you know, narrative that we saw on ESPN College Game Day. And I think, you know, you saw a lot of weekends where, you know, we really weren't sure about Clemson, but Dabo's definitely on to something. And I think it's about time, especially after that national championship game and that dominant performance, it's about time we did give Clemson the respect. And one other thing that he did say in that press conference that you were alluding to was just that Clemson's never had a number one recruiting class, and that's what we saw again. I think they were top 10, but they have never been in that number one spot. And I think that speaks a lot to the development of their players that they have there.
Sure.
They just have a way of bringing out the best of their players when they step onto that campus. So I think Dabo's right. It's about time. I think we give Clemson some respect as to whether maybe he's playing it up a little bit to motivate his players. That might be something as well.
Shannon Somerville joining us. Shannon, you have a new assignment coming up next week. You're going to be covering the Daytona 500. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I've been here. This is my 19th show here, Shannon. So I've been here a little bit less than a month. My boss brings me in and he tells me, Mark, I got to tell you, NASCAR is pretty popular here. And I start to, sweat starts beating on my forehead because honestly, Shannon, I've never been a NASCAR guy. So what we did on the show was we opened it up and I challenged people to sell me on giving NASCAR a chance. And the carrot at the end of it was whoever won, whoever did the best job, they'd get to host a segment of this show by themselves. So instead of Offsides with Mark Ryan, it ended up being Offsides with Summer Kimmel. And Summer Kimmel did a great job selling me on why I should care about NASCAR. Now, honestly, Shannon, is NASCAR something you're into? Why is this an exciting event? Why should I care? Why should I watch this particular event coming up that you're covering?
Well, Mark, I can absolutely relate to you because I am originally from New Jersey. So we didn't exactly grow up going to the track very often. And so my first experience was the first market I worked in was Binghamton, New York, and they have Watkins Glen up there and the Poconos, of course, but the Watkins Glen is a road course. So it's so much fun. But my first ever big race was in Charlotte, and it was just, I walked there and I wasn't really sure kind of what to expect. It is incredible. And I encourage you to go to a race because the environment is unparalleled in sports. I mean, you walk on, and as media members, they give you a lot of access. I mean, I'm walking down pit road, you know, guys are throwing tires. You kind of have to watch out because you're that close to the action. They've got great events for fans and kids. They've got all sorts of concerts going on. I mean, it is a giant party. So I'm very much looking to the Daytona 500. Now, as far as, you know, getting interested in NASCAR, one of the most exciting races last year was Martinsville. So you had basically this narrative of Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr., the big three. They kept dominating all the races between Harvick and Busch. There were 8 wins, and Truex had 4. So everyone was kind of expecting one of those three to win. So Joey Logano comes in, and he pulls this move on the last lap of Martinsville, and it was kind of a bump-and-run scenario, and he got across the finish line to advance to the championship, and it's pretty awesome. Plus, if you ever tune in to some of the shows they have, both on NBC and on Fox as well, they have the Race Hub, and you can listen in to, they have these audio segments where they play the audio between some of the drivers and some of their crew chiefs, and it is unbelievable. I mean, you have some pretty funny things, and also there's a lot of bleeping out of words. Right. So it's a lot of fun. And once you kind of get there and get the atmosphere, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, we need listen to this knowledge that we're getting on NASCAR here, Lonzo. This is unbelievable. you may have shown too many cards here, Shannon. We might be calling you again for our NASCAR coverage here on the show
because
that
are
was
more than welcome.
That was awesome. So let me ask you this: back to what I am interested in, Clemson and South Carolina football. Here, what's the most interesting fan interaction you've had at or around a game? Is there one story of a fan interaction that you've had that really stands out to you?
Fan interaction. I'm trying to think.
Or how about this?
I've
how
had
about
some pretty funny ones?
Okay. How about? Have you ever found yourself caught in the middle of a Clemson South Carolina beef? And if so, do you have any survival tips there?
Well, I have some cousins that are South Carolina fans, so even within my own family. Well, of course, I'm a Georgia fan, and I've gotten heat for that as well.
Rightfully so. It's unacceptable.
I've made the mistake of wearing, this is a good story. Okay, fan interaction. Here you go. The parade in their first national championship, the big parade down in Clemson. So we have these red Fox Carolina jackets, and it was pretty cold out. So I'm, you know, wearing my Fox Carolina red jacket, and this fan comes over to me and just reams me out for having a red jacket, even though it was Fox Carolina issued because, of course, they had beaten Alabama in that title game.
Okay, wait a minute. Red is different than maroon. They had a problem with you wearing red? Like red as in Georgia red? Wow.
It was pretty red, but I guess any shade of that, you know, on the color wheel that, you know,
that isn't purple or orange. Yeah. If it's, oh my gosh. You know, well, let me tell you, I have gotten at least 8 different on-air lessons from callers the first few weeks on the fact that I'm not saying Clemson correctly. Has that happened to you? I mean, if there isn't a more snooty thing that I've ever heard in sports than someone correcting me, I'm sorry, Clemson. I need to practice this. I find myself practicing this in the mirror now, Shannon. It's crazy.
Oh, gosh. Well, you got it down, right?
I'm trying. My producer rolls his eyes on me daily because of this. It is craziness.
Well,
but
now, do you say Greenville or Greenville? Because I think it's supposed to be, from what I've heard, Greenville.
I definitely do not say that. I say
Greenville as well.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
So I've been here almost 4 years, pretty much. So
do you like it here?
I come up here my first year. I love it. So I came here, and all of a sudden, all the teams started winning. It was a little nuts. We had our first national championship game with Clemson, and then we had the Super Bowl. The Panthers were in it. We had, you know, South Carolina basketball going to the Final Four, and then last year Clemson goes to the Final Four. So it's been a pretty awesome time.
Do you guys hear this?
So
Shannon Somerville, thank you so much. Do you guys hear this, though? Shannon Somerville is claiming credit for all of the wins that have taken place since she's been here. Yeah, she's claiming credit. And why not? She is the reason for the success of the Upstate. Her name is Shannon Somerville. She covers the Clemson Tigers, the South Carolina Gamecocks. She'll be covering the Daytona 500 this next week. Shannon, my first chance to speak with you. You have a very fun online personality on social media. I thought this would be a fun interview. It was. Thank you so much. Great to meet you. Let's do it again sometime, all right?
You too. Thanks so much for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Enjoy your time in the Upstate. You'll have a blast.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. Shannon Somerville from Fox Carolina there, giving you some real insight as to what it felt like and the vibe being on the field for the national championship game. Awesome stuff indeed. All right, coming up next, it's a little ditty we call Either Or, where we give you two choices and you pick one. Which league will have more success, the AAF or the XFL, among the many topics for discussion? He's Lonzo. I'm Mark. We're Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. A check on Twitter at Mark Ryan on Air. Summer tweets in, why do people feel the need to create new leagues? The ones we have now have been around long enough. We have the XFL, the AAF, or whatever, the BBL. What is that? The Arena Football League. Oh, and don't get me started on the pay for this new AAF league, $75,000 a year. Summer Kimmel tweeting into the show today. Yes, we have brand new football leagues. The games begin tomorrow for the AAF. Bob Stoops is a new coach in the XFL. They're doing this up and they're doing this large, but can it work? I am very, very skeptical, ladies and gentlemen, because I feel like we as Americans are sports elitists. If it's not the very, very best, we don't care. I think it's a big part of the reason why we're not huge into soccer. Men's tennis used to be really popular when I was young. Why is it not popular anymore? Because when we're no longer the best at it, we don't care anymore. So will we show any interest whatsoever to the AAF or the XFL? I'll tell you what, I'm going to be a follower in those leagues, not a leader, a follower. If they develop a lot of buzz, I may tune in, right? But if I'm hanging by myself on a lazy Saturday afternoon, I probably won't remember that they're on. If I'm honest with you, I probably won't remember that they're on TV, at least in an area as beautiful as this as we head towards spring. So in any case, that is the take of Summer on Twitter. We appreciate it, Summer. It is time to get to Either Or, which begins right now. All right, Lonzo, which league will ultimately have more success, the Alliance of American Football or Vince McMahon's XFL?
All right, you probably know what I'm going to answer, but you probably won't guess the reason why. I'm going to go with the XFL.
Of course.
And here's the reason why. It has nothing to do with wrestling. It has to do with the AA, whatever that is that starts this weekend. That happens first. So the XFL can look at it, see the mistakes that are made by this league, hopefully correct them and do a better job than the league that comes first. So I think they benefit by this one coming out first. Now,
so they get to be the finale is what you're saying.
You say which one will be more successful.
Right.
What do you consider successful?
I mean, are they around 5 years from now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How many seasons? I would say that the XFL will last longer than the AAF.
The AAF has Steve Spurrier. The XFL has Bob Stoops.
Bob Stoops is younger than Berger.
Has also Vince McMahon dying to prove that he can right his wrong from how this thing was launched. And I still like the He Hate Me jerseys from back in the day.
Oh, those are great.
I kind of liked it. It's going to be more focused on football this time.
By the way, He Hate Me made it to the league and played for a while.
Rod Smart.
Yes.
From Lakeland, Florida. Yes, and I'll tell you what. I'm going to agree with you, Alonzo. XFL, the branding, you know, so much of it is name recognition, right? We're familiar with the XFL. We don't even know how to say the AAF. What is that to begin
with? I'm never going to remember
right?
that.
The
yeah.
XFL has carte blanche. It has cachet. They did the 30 for 30 special about it on ESPN. We remember it, and most of us remember it fondly. We were sad when it went away. I think the branding of the XFL and the new vision for it is going to help it be successful. Next up, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, hardest day to get through, National Signing Day, March Madness, or the day before vacation?
Why is something I enjoy, National Signing Day, March Madness, why are those hard to get through?
I'm talking about at work.
Oh, hardest day to get through at work.
You're at work. You want to see which one is the hardest to get through.
I'll tell you what, I have a little four-day vacation coming up. Next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and a week from yesterday is going to be a very hard day for me. So I will say the day before vacation, because when you have vacation, you're ready for vacation, right? You're ready to breathe a little bit. I always, you know, and employers don't always like this, Lonzo, but I always try to take one day or so around a three-day weekend pretty early after I start a new job, just so I have a chance to step back and breathe, because you've been going 100 miles an hour ever since you arrived at the new place, right? So for me, it's the day before vacation is the hardest one to get through, no doubt about it. What say you?
I completely agree. And in this case, your little four-day break is a big break for me too. So I'm glad because you won't be here. That's a break for me right there. So
What are you trying to say?
I really need a vacation right now, but unfortunately, I'm not going to get to take one anytime soon. So.
Yeah, no vacation. We have Monday off. The full-timers have Monday off anyway. So you just kind of add the Friday to that, and now you've got a four-day weekend.
Well, trust
right?
me, I have 4 weeks of vacation because I've been here forever. So it's not like I don't have it. I just can't take it right now.
There you go. Okay. Next up for me, the best overall coach in football today, Lonzo. You have three choices. Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney. The best overall football coach at any level today. Three choices. The natives are pleading with me that you pick the right choice here.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like your list, but if I had to pick from your list.
What do you mean? Who else is missing from that list?
I don't like anybody. Well, I like Dabo as a person. I'm going Belichick. It hurts. It's painful, but I'm going Belichick. I mean, six Super Bowls, man. I mean, come on. Highest level. And he's won six Super Bowls, not to mention how many that they've actually gotten to.
Listen, I'm going to do something I never thought I would do. I'm going to eliminate Nick Saban on principle here, okay? Losing by four touchdowns to Sweeney and company in the national championship game, I've got to eliminate him on principle. So it's down to Belichick and Sweeney. Sweeney's game plan against Alabama was simply masterful. However, you mentioned it, the six Super Bowls, not only that, but an offense that averaged 30 points a game in the NFL, with 2 weeks of prep, he holds them to three. Jared Goff in the Super Bowl looked like a lost dog. Are you kidding me? I mean, and I like guys with personality. And Nick Saban is curmudgeonly and angry. And Bill Belichick is a mute to the press. Dabo Sweeney's fantastic. He's got a great personality, right? But I still, you know, even though I don't really like him as a dude, even though I think in terms of grabbing a beer, does Dabo Sweeney drink beer? In terms of drinking beer, I think it would be most fun to do so with Dabo Sweeney. Best coach in football today has got to go to Bill Belichick for me. Sorry, Clemson fans. Dabo Sweeney, a very close number two, though, and that is close. Really close. All right, next up, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. This might be beyond your nerd comprehension to get what I'm going to ask, but I'm going to attempt it anyway. Who would you rather be, a red shirt or a stormtrooper?
What is a red shirt?
See, I knew it would be a red
shirt. That's what happens when you don't play your freshman year of college.
A red shirt is a member of the away team on Star Trek.
Oh my God, Lonzo, you're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. Okay, a member of, oh geez. Guys, this is 30 seconds. We'll never get back.
This was worth the whole day just to see the look on his face.
Okay, a stormtrooper. Those are the white uniformed guys, right? They wear plastic, it looks like, you know, in Star Wars.
It's not plastic, but yeah, okay, I know what you're saying. It's armor.
And
yeah.
I don't even know what these guys in Star Trek look like that you're talking about. Do I naturally get pointy ears just by answering this question? Is that what happens to me if I answer this question? Now, give me the stormtroopers, man. I always thought the stormtroopers were kind of badass. And I like how Star Wars kind of made them dumb, you know? Like, you could kill 500 stormtroopers with one smart move. You could dump them all out of the back of the spaceship or whatever. I always thought it was cool how the stormtroopers were kind of dumb. I like the outfits. You know, and if you're like me, you grew up with He-Man action figures and you had the stormtrooper in Star Wars, little action figures. The Star Wars ones, you guys remember, they were smaller than the He-Man action figures, but they all had capes and swords and lightsabers, and your first day that you got a lightsaber for Christmas was like the best day of your life, right? I always wanted the real lightsaber, though, that could really, like, chop my hand off, right? I always wanted that one. But anyway, I got to go with a stormtrooper. I'm sorry, Lonzo.
Well, your answer is correct, because a stormtrooper, even though they could shoot forever and not hit you, they can hide in their anonymity behind their helmets so people don't know who they are. They can go home and live a regular life. But a red shirt, when a red shirt goes on an away team, red shirts die. So it was a good choice.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I had no idea about anything that you said. The only red shirt I know is when you sit your first year at an institution. But, Lonzo, I learned something new today, man. I greatly appreciate it. Hey, what's coming up next? It's time for the top three at three. Some coaching news for Clemson football to share with you. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, so it looks like we got a few minutes here. Guys, I totally made a mistake. I teased the top three at three, and it wasn't even 3 o'clock yet. Oops. I guess we look a little bit ahead on a Friday, right? We're ready to get our weekend going here a little bit. I told you guys a story yesterday about a friend that I have and kind of a situation that he found himself in. I didn't say the name of the friend. I didn't say where he was, but he was at kind of an awards thing, right? And a beautiful contestant that participated in the Miss State pageant for this particular state came up with him and flirted with him, right? And so she was flirting with him, and he texts me at like 10 p.m. and he's like, you know, he's like, Mark, I don't know what to do here. Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, you have a girlfriend, right? And he's like, yeah, but I'm not sure. And like, there's a question that could be a deal breaker here. And, you know, it was kind of an interesting deal because, like, for me personally, I think we all know the right thing, right? The right thing is he's like, Mark, this girl is gorgeous and she just keeps coming up and flirting with me. The right thing is to do nothing, right? Have I always done absolutely the right thing? I've never gotten the number in that situation. But if I was let's say I was dating somebody and I didn't think that was going to last or it wasn't going well or was it about to end, maybe what I might do is say to the person, hey, are you on Facebook? I'll throw you a Facebook invite, right? And then at least, you're at least connected with that person on social media in some way, right? So anyway, I followed up with him last night. I told you that story yesterday and I said, what'd you end up doing? He said, man, I didn't get her number, even though I had multiple chances to do so. And now I want to kill myself. And I said, brother, you did the right thing. You did absolutely the right thing by not doing that. There will be other opportunities, but I think you did the right thing. The other thing to get to here is that, Alonzo, evidently you and I have a score to settle here. And what is that exactly?
Yesterday, and if you remember, Neil wanted to get on this too, you said that the Lakers will not make the playoffs. And I wanted to bet, and your bet you wanted a steak dinner, which is I'm learning that's how you get food.
Now I want to do something that doesn't involve money. Okay. Well, that doesn't involve money. Well, do you have an idea that doesn't involve money?
The stipulation for me would not involve money. As far as buying steak for you, I have no problem with that. I will buy you a steak if I
lose.
What
do you want?
You don't have to purchase anything for me.
What do you want? How about what is
This
has what the hell is that?
This has nothing to do with it. I just wanted to bring a lightsaber and hit you with
it. My man's got a lightsaber he just pulled out from under the desk in the studio here.
Yes, I did.
Is that a lightsaber, Lonzo? Are you happy to see me?
You decide. So anyway, here's the deal. See, while I'm telling you, now you're worried that I can reach you, which I could reach you.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
All right, if you win, I will buy you a steak dinner at one of the steakhouses in this area. I will take you out and buy you a steak. I can afford that, okay?
Okay.
If I win, if the Lakers make the playoffs, right, even if they barely make it into the eighth spot, then for a solid month on Friday, for one segment, I get to do a wrestling segment.
Lonzo, we're going to lose all of our listeners, man.
No, we're not.
We're going to lose every single one of our listeners.
If you are so confident that the Lakers are not, you were shouting at the top of your lungs yesterday, the Lakers would not make the playoffs. This will cost you no money at all.
Here's the thing, Lonzo. I watched the game last night.
Did you really?
Did you see how that ended?
Yeah. I'm about to post video watching at the airport.
Oh, they beat the Celtics right at the end, and then I'm like, crap.
So you're backing off.
So wait a minute. Let's look at the standings here, okay? The Clippers are eighth. They traded their best player. So they're already tanking, trying to get out of the playoffs, right? The only team ahead of the Lakers is the Sacramento Kings. So I'm looking at this. I see them win last night. And yeah, I'm backtracking a little bit. But you know what, Lonzo? What do you guys think? I mean, can we afford to do a segment on wrestling every Friday?
4 months.
Okay, one of these short segments, one of these 50 segments, you get if the Lakers make the playoffs.
That works.
Per month on Friday.
That works.
Okay, you get it. If I win, I get steak. But we may lose every single listener that we have here, and that's really going to be upsetting.
Here's the thing. You are really, really offending some of the listeners.
Guys, just grin and bear it through the wrestling segment if the Lakers make the playoffs. I promise you we'll get to some really good sports on the other side of that. But
you're in the South, man.
I really need the Clippers and the Kings and maybe even the Mavericks to rise up here and keep the LA Lakers out of the playoffs. It's just got to happen, man. I can't stomach losing to you and hearing, wrestling on my own show. You know what I was going to suggest? I was going to suggest maybe we switch seats for a day. You know, you sit in the hosting seat and I sit on the producing seat.
I'm not going to do that because I'm sorry, but I don't think you could do this.
Well, I think you can do this.
I've proven I can.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want to hear a train wreck, I think I should sit on that side of the glass.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that gets you going.
Yeah, that's probably.
I like my job.
That's probably right. Probably right. All right, it's the top three at three. It's up next, some coaching news surrounding the national championship Clemson Tigers is next. This is Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.